You might have noticed that Mexican directors have recently enjoyed much success at the Academy Awards. Alfonso Cuarón won Oscars for directing Gravity in 2014 and again in 2019 for Roma.
Muchas gracias, México. Muchas gracias. Gracias, gracias.
Alejandro González Iñárritu won in 2015 for directing Birdman.
Un saludo a todos mis compatriotas mexicanos. Thank you very much.
The next year, he won Best Director again for The Revenant, and Guillermo del Toro won for directing The Shape of Water in 2018. Now, the Tres Amigos may welcome uno más, up-and-coming filmmaker Fernando Frias de la Parra. His film, I'm No Longer Here, is Mexico's Academy Award entry for Best International Feature Film. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has this report.
Fernando Frias set his film I'm No Longer Here, Ya No Estoy Aquí, in 2010 during a real but very brief cultural phenomenon that happened in Monterrey, Mexico. Teens in the industrial city's impoverished barrios would hang out in the streets wearing baggy clothes, singing and dancing to nostalgic cumbia music from Colombia. Frias wrote and directed his fictionalized version of the Colombia subculture.
I wanted to go deeper and understand why they were dancing the way they dance, dressing the way they dress, and associating in gangs, because bottom line, it's an opportunity to reinvent themselves, you know, knowing that there's not many options in life for them. Like, hey, you think that just because I'm poor, I am dangerous, and I should be a criminal, you think I'm ugly or something? Well, I'm going to embrace your rejection, and I'm going to recreate my identity with dignity by creating this style, you know?
In Frias' story, Ulises is the leader of a crew called Los Tercos, the Stubborn Ones. He has a DIY punk hairstyle, spiked here, bleached there.
It almost resembles a pre-Hispanic Aztec warrior.
Ulises dances like a slow rooster, twirling around with heel-toe footwork, hunched over with his arms up.
Like a big bird spreading the wings and dancing and showing off somehow, you know? It's a unique style.
Ulises escapes threats from a rival gang and ends up in New York City, but he longs to be back in Monterrey, where he can be himself. In one scene, he meets the granddaughter of a Korean grocer who is curious about him.
What's with your hair? Tu pelo.
Mi pelo? Ah, sí está chido, digo. Esto no es, no está así que tú digas chidote acá, mamalón, pero pues, es chido, ¿no?
Wait, are you speaking Spanish?
English speak, te estoy diciendo.
Juan Daniel García Treviño makes his acting debut as Ulises.
Ellos me encontraron a mí. Yo no fui a hacer un casting como tal.
García says Frias and his team discovered him playing percussion at a music festival in Monterrey. They asked him to be in the film and worked with him and other non-actors to help them develop the characters. At the time, García was a 17-year-old construction worker who never imagined becoming an actor, much less the star of a film that could earn a spot on the Oscar shortlist on February 9th.
Aquí en Monterrey, la película se reflejó así en muchas personas. O sea, porque
García says people in Monterrey are proud that Frias represented their culture authentically. The 20-year-old is now acting in his third film, and he says he and the others who played Los Tercos are grateful.
Es un dios, Fernando es un dios. Es el papá terco.
He's a god. Fernando is a god, says García. The 41-year-old filmmaker grew up in Mexico City, the youngest of three children. His father was a lawyer, and his mother worked for Pan American World Airways, allowing the family to travel the world. Frias studied communications and photography as an undergraduate in Mexico City, and he made documentaries before going to Columbia University on a Fulbright scholarship. While earning his master's there, he began writing a screenplay for I'm No Longer Here.
As I was researching, I saw it fading out, like literally slipping through my fingers. It doesn't exist because of the so-called war on drugs by that administration of President Calderón, who sent the army into the streets, you know, and this new cartel that came was recruiting the kids, you know. So that killed the life on the streets for several years. The music, though, it will always be part of the Monterrey people.
Frias persevered for 7 years to make his film, with challenges that included repeatedly trying to secure a visa for García to film in New York. Meanwhile, he made short documentaries for Condé Nast Traveler, and he directed the entire first season of HBO's first bilingual comedy series, Los Espookies.
Si pudieras viajar a cualquier parte en el mundo, ¿a dónde irías?
Transilvania.
Salud. Salud. Salud.
Priya still lives in New York, where he's working on new projects. Meanwhile, I'm No Longer Here is streaming on Netflix, earning accolades and praise.
I think it's one of the most memorable debuts on film, in Mexican film, in the last couple of decades.
I fully agree.
That's Mexican directors Guillermo del Toro and Alfonso Cuarón in a video conversation recorded last year.
It's a very painful and beautiful movie at the same time. It presents you with the usual melodramatic choices and discards them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All just challenge all your expectations.
I think that is rare, a movie that you find being done so early in the career of a young filmmaker that has the wisdom and the complete control of the medium. He inherits a mantle that you can trace back to the golden era of Mexican cinema.
Fernando, for me, is already an inspiration. It's a truly original.
Del Toro and Cuarón are rooting for Fernando Frías to join them as Oscar winners. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.